As any of them, I believe that's Irene.
I know this Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello, this is Dick Huddleston again. Well, Lum's big problem right now is to keep the widow Abernathy from finding out she's not really married to Cedric. If he can do that until after midnight tonight, he'll be safe because that's when their radio offer, in which the widow asked for Lum and won him as her husband, ends. The job looks more complicated now because the widow sent for a lawyer. So Lum and Abner are over at the Jot 'em Down store right now, trying to study up some way to keep that lawyer away from the widow. Well, Lum, I ain't going over there and stand in front of the widow Abernathy's house all day and scare everybody away from there.
Well, I don't know how else we can keep that lawyer from talking to her.
Well, there must be some other way.
The minute she talks to a lawyer, she's going to find out that her and Cedric ain't actual married because they weren't no wedding license issued. And the minute she finds that out, she's going to demand that me and her go through with the wedding.
Well, if you can just put it off till tomorrow, you're safe, ain't you?
Yeah, according to the rules of the Pine Ridge Princess Program, the time will be up then. But they still all have today to worry about.
Yeah.
You better get over there to the widow's place and hide there, Summers Abner. And the minute you see some strange feller heading for her
now,
place...
Now, just a minute, Lum. I ain't going to do that. Them youngins of the widow ever caught me hiding around there, they'd beat me within an inch of my life.
Oh, I doubt that.
Well, now, there's a couple of them that's pretty big, you know.
Maybe 2 inches.
Well, that oldest boy is twice as big as I am.
Well, now, look at... Oh, hello, Grandpa.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpa.
Hey, howdy.
Come on in. What's new, Grandpa?
Well, I think the happy bride is going to have herself a visitor today.
A visitor?
Yeah, I was just over to Dick Huddleston's store, and a strange fella come in there, and he's asking how to get to the widow's house. Or I should say, Ms. Weehunt's house.
Oh, my goodness, Lum, that's him.
Yeah, that's him, all right. That's the widow's lawyer.
He sure never wasted no time getting here.
Well, don't just sit there, Abner. We've got to get busy and do something.
Well, what do we do?
I don't know, but we can't let that lawyer get away from us. Get on the phone and call him.
Well, what'll I say to him?
I don't care what you say. Just keep talking to him till I study up some plan. Hurry up, Abner.
Yeah, all right. This is going to be the silliest phone call conversation I ever had, though.
Is he a friend of yours, Abner?
Up to now, he ain't. Don't even know his name.
Seem like a right nice feller for a stranger. All strangers is nice till you get to know him, though.
Hello? Is that you, Dick? This is Abner. Oh, just tolerably. How are you, Dick?
Well, get to the point, Abner, and you'll get away from that.
Say, Dick, I'd like to speak to that feller just come in your store. No, I don't know him. I just want to talk to him.
That's the time.
Still don't know what I'm going to say to him.
Well, talk as long as you can.
Hello? How are you? Oh, I'm fine. How you feeling now?
Ask him when he got in.
When did you get in? Uh-huh. Says he just got in. Have you studied up something long?
No. Keep talking.
Hello? Huh? Oh, my name's Abner Peabody. Oh, yeah, sure. Well, in a way...
Yeah, what'd he say?
He asked if I knowed Miss Abernathy. And he asked if she was the one that told me he was coming here.
Granny, you oughtn't to have said yes. Don't tell him you know me now.
I don't generally mention that.
Now, maybe you better let Grandpap talk. You're liable to say the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I've run out of anything to say anyway. Hello? Just hold on a minute. There's another fella here wants to talk to you. Here, Grandpap, you take it.
How's that?
I said, take the phone. Talk to this fella.
Well, I don't know him, Abner. He's your friend, not mine.
You know him better than I do. You've seen him over there, at least.
Just talk to him, Grandpap. Give me a few more minutes here, and I'll study up some good idea, I hope.
Just keep talking to him as long as you can, Grandpap.
Well, seems sort of silly.
Here, go ahead.
Hello, sir. Your friend Abner here wanted me to talk to you.
He ain't my friend.
Your friend Abner. Abner Peabody. Just a minute. He wants to know how you spell that.
Why, it's A, B, what do you want to know that for?
You know, for an old friend of yours, he don't seem to know you very good, Abner.
I told you he ain't no friend of mine.
Whereabouts did you know him anyway?
No place. Just get on there and talk. Say anything, Grandpap. Go ahead.
Hello. Whereabouts did you know Abner? He don't seem to recollect. You never. That's peculiar. Abner, you must have the wrong feller. He claims he don't know you at all.
I know he don't.
Tell him about your hometown, Cherry Hill, Grandpap. That'll take a couple hours right there.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Grandpap. Mention Cherry Hill to him.
Hello? Lum said you might have met over Cherry Hill.
Oh, me.
Lum said it. Lum Edwards, don't mention my name.
Just keep talking about Cherry Hill, Grandpap.
Yeah, you ought to take a trip to Cherry Hill sometime. It's a nice town.
That's a time.
If you ever get over there, recollect to eat your supper at Tom and Minnie's. It's a high-class restaurant. Yeah, it's run by a fella named Tom and his wife Irene. Yeah, you can get a dandy chicken fried steak there, reasonable. Irene does all the cooking. She cooks up the best chicken fried steak of anybody you ever chomped your teeth into. I believe Tom and Minnie's has been open continuous ever since 1922. Oh, I believe there was a couple of years there, 1931, 1937, when they was closed by the Board of Health.
Hey, Long, look, there's that fella coming out of Dick's place there.
Oh, my goodness, he must have hung up.
Yeah, must have.
You'll enjoy meeting Irene, too. I believe she's a Paisley before ever she married Tom.
You can stop now, Grandpa.
She's kind of a stout woman, jolly nature.
Oh, man.
And run out there and catch him. She made a trip clean to Buffalo, New York when she's only 11 years old.
Mom, I don't know what to do with him after I catch him.
Well, take him someplace. Take him down to Luke Spears' lunchroom.
Now, that ain't no way to treat a stranger.
Hey, you fellas will have to be quieter. I can't talk with all this racket going on. I can't hardly hear him at all. Hurry up, Abner. You're going to lose him.
Yeah, I'm going. Don't rest.
Excuse me, but I got interrupted here. Awful lot of noise going on here.
Grandpap, you can hang up now.
Irene taking a trip to Niagara Falls, too. For 50 cents, she got to stand right underneath the falls with a rubber suit on.
Grandpap, you can hang up now.
She's had the new riders off and on ever since. You ought to see her sister Rose, though.
Oh, me.
Rose Paisley's a woman about 160 pounds, I reckon you'd say, and she's married to...
Grandpap, for pity's sake, hang up. That feller's gone a long time ago.
I thought he weren't very talkative.
Maybe you can help me study up some way to keep that lawyer from seeing the widow. Abner can't keep him down to Luke's lunchroom all day. They've been down there for an hour now.
Kind of bring back my boyhood talking about Cherry Hill that way. I didn't know Abner was a friend of his, though.
They ain't friends. He's a lawyer from the county seat. How many times do I have to tell you that? Well, for goodness sake, here comes Abner back, and he's by himself. This fella must have got away from him.
Granny's Abner, come in here. What'd you let him get away for?
I ain't let him get away. He's still down there at the lunchroom. I just come back to get some more money.
More money?
Dogies can that fella eat. He's at a $4.30 worth of victuals so far, and he's still going strong.
Oh, well, good. Here, take all the money I got. Here. Keep him eating all day long if you can.
I want my $4.30 back, too.
You'll get it. Here's $7. Just let him eat it all up if you have to.
Well, I don't think I can keep him down there much longer, Lom. He keeps saying he's got to get out and see Miss Abernathy.
Well, you keep changing the subject every time he mentions her, don't you?
I've changed the subject so many times I wore it out.
Well, you better hurry back down there. Wait a minute. Wait. Ain't that him walking up the road there now?
Huh? All right, dog, is that him? Yeah, he must have got filled up finally.
Well, hurry up and get on out there. Don't let him get over to her place. Wait a minute. Maybe you better go this time, Grandpap. He's liable to get suspicious if Abner goes back out there.
I talked my spavin leg arm off to him already. Told him everything I know.
Tell him some more about Cherry Hill, Grandpap.
Yeah, just go out there and keep talking. Do anything. Take him down to the soda fountain. Get him an ice cream soda. Anything.
Well, all right, but I wouldn't do it if he weren't a friend of Abner's.